Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco, and it is Saturday, September 19th, 2020. It's 10:04 in the morning. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York at midnight, unless there's a sporting event. And then we'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every week from 10 to 11 AM on Saturdays at our website, sapriston.com, sapriston.com, and click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you should be all set. Also at the website, sapriston.com, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show, you want to repeat a show, you can go there by going to sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives, click on archives, and there's years of archives there. Also, finally, last but not least, there's a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy, usually available late Friday, early Saturday morning. And, if you get a chance, we encourage you. It's a free report, gives you a quick breakdown of what went on last week economically, what they think was important. You know, they're economists, it's their opinion, whatever. But it's a quick way to catch up with some important economic news that you might have missed. Also, at our website every week, well, I guess I'm a little bit lost. Every week, as I said before, you know, there is the free economic report. Also, if you want to use our chat box during the show, you can go to sapriston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is chat and archives. You're there and just click on join the chat. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you type in a symbol, let us know what you want to do with that symbol. Right now, the phone numbers to call are 803-1520 or toll free 800-879-7541. That's 800-854-7541 or 803-1520. And it's the easiest time to get into the show. We hate to leave anybody on the line at the end of the show. So, do give us a call right away, and, we'll be able to talk to you. We'd like to talk to you. But once again, you can use the chat box if, you don't want to talk to us for some reason. Can't imagine that. But the chat box is at sapriston.com. And, if you go to that sapriston.com website, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives, click on the tab that says that, and also you'll be at the chat box, and then you'll be able to click on join the chat, type in a question, type in a symbol, and let us know what you're looking to do with it. So right now, the lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And in the market, we are in a bit of a correction, which, you know, shouldn't be surprised by that, because this normal election year cycle seems to be playing out right now. Hopefully, it doesn't continue totally to play out that way. But normally, the market peaks somewhere in the middle of September, and can be a little corrective or even down into the middle of October. But this time around, I wouldn't necessarily bet on, you know, a total market correction. You know, there might be corrections in some areas that were overblown. And there seems to be a bit of a rotation going on in the market. And, you know, some people last week, you know, were mentioning old name stocks, and, you know, they had pretty good weeks. You know, the Dow's and the DuPonts, a lot of chemical stocks are doing well. Materials stocks have been doing well. Of course, the only problem with that, it seems to change from week to week. But in general, it looks like there is some kind of rotation going on. It also, it was mentioned in Barron's that, you know, at the end of the month, there is a possibility of a lot of pension funds and overseas funds having the rebalance, and that may have some effect on the market going into October. And definitely, I think there'll be more of a focus on the election, you know, so that could make October kind of interesting, to say the least. And there certainly are, you know, a lot of way overblown stocks out there that people have to be careful about. You know, they have a lot of air beneath them, and, you know, be careful. You know, it's going to be a very interesting period from this point on. And I think, what was Friday's Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was Rosh Hashanah, right, yesterday. Right. And the old market saying is sell Rosh Hashanah, buy Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, I think, is September 28th. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so who knows? You know, that doesn't work all the time, like nothing else works all the time. So nothing's 100%, but it could be an interesting period in the market. And, you know, the odds are kind of looking, if we're going to have this large amount of mail-in balance, we may have a contested election. We may not even know who the president is for several weeks after the election, if the vote turns out to be very close. And so things could turn out to be very interesting. And that way, you know, we're saying, or I'm saying, you know, be a little more careful than you've been. If you've been having a lot of fun with these wild stocks that are going up, just be more careful right now. Right now, the phone lines are still wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And once again, I'll mention the chat box at saperston.com. If you want to, you know, go to the chat box, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. You're at the chat box. Click on Join the Chat. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. And let us know what you're looking for.
Yeah. Before my hotspot went down, there was a question on utilities. John from Connecticut wrote in that he bought, I believe it was PPL, for the 6% dividend. You know, he quoted the Federal Reserve leaving interest rates at pretty much zero until 2023, if that happens.
They didn't say 2023.
Yes, they did.
Did they really? You're kidding me.
In their charts.
That's not saying that. That's that.
You know, no, but that's what they said.
Their projections are never right.
Right. Well,
they're never right.
You never know.
They always had that must have been the famous dot forecast, which is.
No, it wasn't the dot.
Wasn't it the dot forecast? I don't know. Yeah.
It was their projection. It's a chart that they have that's when they're projecting.
But that's what all their. Yeah, I know.
Right. And
for what that's worth.
But that he had asked about that,
yeah,
PPL.
I know, right. So what is it? PPL, you
right.
said? Okay.
I think that used to be.
I wouldn't go by any Fed forecasts, to say the least.
Well, the market's saying they're going to keep it. You know,
well, they are going to keep rates down for some period of time, and
right.
as we've said before, the country cannot afford rates to go up with all the debt that's out there right now. So there's reason for that, but to believe 2023, I don't know about that. Unless we're going to be in a depression or something, you know, at that point
just
in time.
Low interest rates.
Yeah.
Japan's had zero negative rates since the 80s. So.
Yeah, and it's really worked for them. But anyway.
They seem okay. I don't know.
Well, they're hanging in there, but they're not a strong economy by any stretch of the imagination. So right now, looking at PPL, that was my comment.
Yeah. Well, I don't buy utilities. So. Unfortunately, I don't have a great alternative with interest rates. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been in an uptrend, you know, since the probably March lows, like everything else. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I went was because it's at the downtrend line. Resistance is right around 30. Mm-hmm. So, but you said he bought it already, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I believe so. I can't
remember. So what you really want to see is for a nice breakout here to hit at least the 31 area. And I don't know where to close.
I don't know. I don't have access.
Oh, you don't have them.
Mm-mm.
Well, the last price looks like it was 26.80, so it's got a ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, there are some people, I mean, I've been through this many times before, are just happy if they get a nice dividend. Don't care where the stock goes to. I don't know if he's that person, but I've had that argument before.
Right. People say that until it goes down.
But. No, but some do. They just keep them. And
right.
And eventually, in the long run, they may be right. It depends on what your time frame is, what your age is, that type of thing. But, you know, right now, this is the key. It's got to get to the 31 area. And the 200-day is at 29. The 50 days at 27, it's both below them. So technically, there's no particular reason to buy it, you know. But so be it, you know. And
there's been an outflow of money from mutual funds, stock mutual funds, into high yield and municipal funds. You don't hear about utility funds, but
I mean, if I was to get concerned about it, I wouldn't want to see it drop to the 23, 24 area. So I would reevaluate it. But like I say, if you're the type of person that's just happy with a nice dividend, then so be it.
Right.
Okay, right now, phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or once again, you know, go to the chat box and click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives, and you're right there.
Join the chat. Unfortunately, it doesn't work, but at least I can't get to it because my hotspot is screwed up. That's where I was working on in the car. But the, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, they're talking in the report, the economic report, Stone and McCarthy, which is a very good report. They were talking about the Fed meeting, and basically their synopsis is we need another stimulus in order to keep the economy going. So the question will be, I know there's been negotiations this week, but now the other log going on the fire is the unfortunate passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And, you know, who's going to be the next nominee? And are they going to get it through? And we all remember the last year of Barack Obama. Mitch O'Connell said, we're not going to vote on it. Going to wait for the election. And now he's changed his tune. But I always remember the quote that elections have consequences. So I guess the consequence of him, Donald Trump winning, will be that they'll try and get it through. I don't know if they can do it in such a short period of time. I believe it was 40 days or 47 days that it took to get Kavanaugh's hearing and 40 days to get all the vetting done. But apparently it's going to be a female judge from one of the federal courts. I just saw it quickly. I can't remember what her name is, but her problem is she's a strict Roman Catholic, and that is, unfortunately, for her, one of the questions that they were going to they're gonna question her on, obviously, for the abortion issue.
Okay, I'm in the chat box, and somebody wants to buy HUBS. Snap, SNAP, and Teva. Teva, how's that doing? I haven't looked at that after it died, but we'll go take a look. And we'll look at Hubs, which I don't even recognize that's that symbol at all.
I think they make replacement parts. No, I don't know.
Well, it's called HubSpot. So it almost sounds like a technology company there. And doesn't look particularly great. But it's way above its 200-day moving average, which is at 195, and it's up at 273. I don't know. I mean, given the market environment that may be coming up and possible rotation, some of these overblown stocks, you know, and this one was down in the 80-some-odd area not too long ago, and it's tripled. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, you're looking at a, you know, big speculation. If you're interested in buying it, you know, and it's exceeded its profit objectives, target objectives, you know, I would reevaluate it. Certainly, if it dropped to, say, 260.
And it closed at 273.87.
Yeah, so if it dropped to 260.
Software,
software. So, you know, as we always say, yeah, software has been a hot area, but I think it's gotten way overblown. But, you know, if it did drop to, what would I say, 260, you'd have to reevaluate it. That would be a potential further breakdown in the stock. But if you've done your own research and are convinced it's a really good stock, then just use that. You know, it's coming down into potential support. It's in the area of potential support. And, you know, if your research tells you that it's a very good buy, then just use that 260 level to rethink it at that point.
Yeah, it's up from 90 and down from 320.
Yeah. So, anyway, Snap's probably a slightly different story. And I said a long time ago I hated the idea of it. And every time I say that, the thing goes miles up. Like I hated Chipotle because their restaurants look like dumps, you know. But anyway, you know, Snap looks more interesting. So basically, you could say it's in the trading range between 21 and 26. It closed at 23.82. You know, recently broke out of and tested the breakout area, now turned back up again. And, you know, so this one's much more interesting. I would probably reevaluate it at 20 or slightly below that, you know, if it came down to that level. But, you know, this one's definitely more interesting.
Yeah, KeyBank's just set a target of 29 on it.
Did they
usually, on the 15th.
Did they? Yeah. I'm surprised they went that high. A lot of times the stock will be 23 and they'll set a target under where it is or, you know, that type of thing. Oh, yeah, we're bullish on this, but the target's under where it is, which I've never understood. But you know, this one looks very good. I mean, it just had a major breakout, did a retest. You know, once again, I would reevaluate at 19.20. Looks okay to me. And we'll look at Teva. Of course, I think they're much more than drawing pictures on people's faces now, so than what they were.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But Teva looks sick, yeah.
You know, Teva's been, you know, it was a hot stock many, many years ago, a generic drug company.
Based in Israel, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let me call up the chart. Well, I'll tell you, either the keyboard or me is dysfunctional today. The symbol is TE. You're not going to
come. I know where my money is. My money's on the keyboard. TEVA.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's interested in it. But, you know, obviously, if he's done his research, there must be some reason. It does not look great. This is, to me, more speculation. You know, it's run up from, looks like about 6.5 up to 13.5, back to 6.5, back to 13. Could be on its way back to 6.5 again. So we have a broad, broad trading range between 6.5 and 13.5. So obviously, if it went to 6, it tells you, who knows where this is going, or they were in some kind of deep trouble. And closed that. Let's see, what price did it close at?
$9.48. Yeah, Barclays has got a target of $13 on it.
Yeah, which is where it's been. Mm-hmm. So if you want to give it a shot for that run, you know, up to another try at the 13 area, you know, like I say, unfortunately, you'd have to give it room down to 6 before you'd reevaluate or get out of it. So
yeah, it was at that level just before the COVID pullback prior to March.
Yeah, so you're talking about, what, 4 points upside potential, what, 3 points downside. You know, not great reward risk, but you know, if you've looked into it and you have reasons to buy it, you might have that run back to 13 and a half. And if it ever got above that, then you might have something going. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go first to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got my batting helmet on and my mask. I'm ready to get up at bat.
All right. You're on. No longer on deck.
The first item is I was going to discuss, you did a wonderful evaluation of Snap. And I was wondering, the cancellation of TikTok and ByteDance and some of these others as new applications are not going to be able to be downloaded as of Sunday. Would that affect positively the Snap stock, you think?
I don't know. I have to have David answer that.
I have no idea.
I
would think people
either
going have already left TikTok that are going to leave, and I understand that the performers or whatever they're called, the influencers, have already moved to different places. But I guess it could. It might have
some effect. I'm not knowledgeable enough to know what that might or might not be.
In Barron's, a mutual fund owner or a manager has indicated that evaluating Snap at 144, and that seems crazy because the price is probably, like you said, about 23, 24.
Hmm. Well, I mean, everybody who comes up with, you know, like our targets are chart-based, you know, so it's just a formula, you know, for calculating a target. But every analyst uses different metrics, you know. I don't know what he's using, you know.
Right.
You know, his metrics may justify that price, you know, so I can't really say, you know, but I'm sure whatever his metrics are, that's the price he came up with, you know.
Right. A question about TracFone and Verizon. I understand after reading something, Verizon might do a takeover on TracFone, which I don't think is listed. I think it's a private company, and I own the phones. I love it. I'm just wondering whether I'm going to have to switch off to Verizon and have problems with them.
Don't know, you know. It's not just TracFone, though. I mean, I briefly saw that this morning going through Barron's, and they mentioned a number of phones. You know, it's part of some company that handles all of these type of phones, you know.
Right.
So I didn't get a chance to read the article, but it wasn't just TracFone. That's not the company.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll have to look at it.
Yeah, look at it again. It was a company name, and they listed all sorts of these phones like TracFone that are available right now.
Burner phones and not too traceable.
Right. Yeah. On Valley, which I'm holding a bank locally, VLY, because of the big capital gains that I'm going to be experiencing this year, I was trying to get a tax loss on it, and I think I paid about 11, and it's hanging around $7.10, and I was hoping to get it down a little lower than that. Any idea whether that could get down into the 6 range?
Well, we could buy it.
Will that help?
Well, if we bought it, it would go down. It's a joke.
Oh, no, good. All right, do that.
Yeah.
Well, look, at last week I mentioned I got out of Tesla and it went up, right? So, you know.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah, well, anyway, also, I want to thank you guys for your keeping information and all the technical stuff. I see that my biotech company made the Barron's chart tracking this week. So it's been doing extremely well. I think it's supposed to close fourth quarter, so I'm going to have a capital gains tax on that.
Well, that's
good. That's a shame.
I know. I bought that in 1995. I looked up my records. 25 years I'm holding that.
Hmm. Well, all I know of, I won't give my opinion, but if the Democrats come in and the Democrats take Congress, I'd take your capital gain this year.
Yeah, well, I have to. It's an all-cash buyout, and it's going to close on the
floor. Right, okay, so that's good.
Yeah. My cost basis is $2.12.
So. And you know, just what I always tell people, when you have takeovers like that and the price is very close to the takeover, I usually say take it because you never know what can happen.
Yeah, some people are buying like in the 83 range, 84, and hoping to experience the 88 and get a few points on it.
Well, it's either that or they're hoping for some other company to come in and make a higher offer.
Not likely.
And probably,
Both boards of directors have approved it, and there's a $710 million penalty if they don't sign up.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything. I mean, you know, the bottom line is I've seen that happen before, and I've seen people pay the penalty. You know, if somebody came in at 120, you'd think the shareholders would be happy that they took 88.
I'd be dancing all over.
No, I'm just saying I've seen it done before, you know, and they paid a penalty and say, so what? You know, that's the way it is. So you always take the risk with a takeover. And depending on, this is not too bad, you know, because the timing for when it's supposed to close is not that far away, you know.
Right.
Especially
right.
when it's much further away, you're often better just getting out. And a lot of times, if you're close enough, I tell people, why even take the chance that something happens, you know.
Sure. Yeah, I've been working with my accountant to determine how much I have to pay on my fourth quarter estimate, you know, to make sure I'm covered for the taxes once they actually distribute this. So, all right. Well, it's great talking to you, fellas.
Good talking to you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I look forward to the rest of the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. So long.
Right now, phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And if Vic can wait 1 minute, we'll take a quick one-minute break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors show is also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Phone lines wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
Yeah.
And we're going to go next to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Okay. How are you?
If I known I would have caused so much confusion with that telephone play, Victor would have kept quiet and zippered it up.
I would say so, because even Willard was asking me to explain it to him. So
I'm going to break it down for everybody. Real simple here. Okay, October 9th is the ex-dividend. So Joe Schmo out there has $29,000 sitting in a three-month T-bill or in cash or in a money market, okay?
Okay.
They got $29,000 in their account. Ex-dividend day, October 9th. On October, they buy 1,000 shares of telephone. They pay $29 for it. On October 10th or 9th, they sell 10,000 shares. They sell 100 of the 25 call, collect $4 in premium. 3 weeks later, when the option stock is taken away, they're going to get a dividend payment, 1.75% of what the $29,000. That's the play.
And when it's taken away, the question was, is there a charge for that, for the execution?
The charge is chump change. $8, yeah. E-trade, $8.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
so I think what the confusion was, somebody's thinking of this as a great play on telephone. That's not the point.
Okay? No, you're not. You're only doing it for the money you have sitting in cash.
Right.
Where you're collecting
1.75%
of whatever you put in,
right.
And you're only holding it for 3 weeks.
Exactly. And in the money market, you'd get nothing.
So 3 weeks divided right. by 52 right. is 17 times whatever is. You know what that is? That's you're making 29% on your money.
29% annualized, right.
Annualized on your money. How
right.
could you go wrong?
There you go. That's it. Let's kill this.
but
that's the point. I was even with somebody else on the phone, you know, and I think everybody's got it in their head that this is a great money-making story.
No.
It's not. It's an alternative to money market with relatively
right.
no risk, you know. So
no disrespect to the caller last week, but he said, well, you could sell a couple – covered call. Guess what? A telephone tanks to 27. When you bought it at 29, all of a sudden you're covered call. That play, you lose $3,000.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So covered call. This is far better than a covered call.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Willard, they just wanted to clarify to Willard, he's my guy.
Okay. Unfortunately, last week he wasn't listening, so this week hopefully he's listening. So.
I got a chart here that I'd like you to try to poke holes in.
Mm-hmm.
I love this chart.
Go ahead.
XME, Xavier Michael Eddy.
XME.
Poke holes in it if you could.
Poke holes. Oh, this is the metals and mining ETF.
You got it.
All right. So what are you going to do?
Never mind what I'm going to do. Say I wanted to buy the common.
It's a great chart.
What I'm going to do.
Especially if this rotation is going on. Okay.
It's the chart is pristine.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell a boatload out of 2450 puts expiring in 3 weeks. I'm going to buy the common, and I'm going to sell a 2029 call above it. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Don't explain it.
No. You got to pay me if I do any more explaining. I don't want to take any of your money. No.
I mean, if you're looking at it, the 200 days at 20, what, 3?
Right.
50 days at 24. Nice play.
Right.
Yeah.
And it breaks out of a descending flag pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. With volume.
Yeah. And believe it or not, even as a stock purchase, you know, the potential price objective is around 35, 36.
I love that play. Okay, guys, have a good show. Thank you.
Okay, hey, hang on a second. Did you go already?
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Yeah, did you see the article by Sears? Oh, probably not. Great one.
I read him every week. I didn't get my bearings.
But this one, he had an article on options, which I think everybody should read. New to options trading, here's how not to make a fool of yourself. And he goes through about 10 different things that you shouldn't do and should do and whatever.
You said don't do that AT&T
right.
thing.
Right. No. But yeah, I mean, it's great thing for people who are interested in options, you know, because options are dangerous. And I think he gave a nice breakdown of 10 rules to follow, you know.
He is very, very good. He's got a well-thought-of article every week in Barron's. He's a must read for anybody who gets Barron's.
Definitely. I agree. So,
but I think some of his plays, like he was hot on selling the hundreds on Apple. I don't know if I want to. That's a little too risky for me right now. But I'm giving you this XME I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
And that telephone's a no-brainer for 1.75% on your money in 3 weeks. I mean, come on.
Okay. I can't right, I can't disagree for what your objective is.
And knowing you for so long, Pete, if you could disagree with Victor, you would.
I would.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Take care. Right, thanks for calling. Okay. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And if you do not want to call us for some reason, you can go to the chat box at our website, sapristan.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. You're at the chat box and type join the chat. Type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. On the chat box, and believe it or not, somebody wanted to know if we had any thoughts on the IPO Snow. Which I think, what, more than doubled or something?
First price day at 120, out. Hit started at 245. I don't know what it's trading at now. It was down a bit, so.
Well, I would refer you, number one, to Barron's, which talks about that, and ridiculously overpriced. I forgot how many hundreds of times earnings.
I think it's 100 times.
That's more than that. You know, sales, maybe? Or,
yeah, 100 yeah. times sales. I don't think
I
they
mean,
have
it was like,
earnings.
I think it was, you know, they have earnings, but I think it was, I don't know, I forgot, but it was 250, 350 times earnings, you know. Way out of whack. It depends on, you know, what research you can or did do on it. Definitely read Barron's. They talk. I mean, it's a legitimate company with a good product, you know. And but, you know, paying that much for it, I think, is totally ridiculous. So I would just keep an eye on it, you know, and see. If there's an opportunity in the future, and it depends whether you're a trader or a speculator, you know, it ran up to, let's see, as high as 250 something, went down, rebounded again, and closed at 240.
Yeah, that's why I was just checking. I saw 240, but I didn't believe it.
Yeah. And, you know, so, you know, a lot of people are going to play this, maybe because of the momentum, and you know, these type of companies are in vogue, you know, and you know, if you're experienced and you know how to trade these type of things, if you're going to buy it, I would certainly reevaluate it in the 212 area. And if that's too much risk, then I don't know if you should be bothered with it. But certainly it would give a potential sell signal at 212, and you'd have to you know, do research and reevaluate
it. I don't know how you can even figure that out.
Well, you can on this one. No, because
it had support.
Like 3 days. Doesn't matter. That's where the support. The buyers came in when it dropped back down to 216. So that will be support.
There's so much demand for this. They mispriced it, obviously, left billions on the table, but
and they may have left it in the hands of the bag holders, as they call them. In other words, you stupid people. You know, who was stupid, them or the people? You know,
well, the institutions, you know. They got it. There are a lot of people they couldn't get it.
Yeah, like, I know. You know. Oh yeah. So
now I'm not talking individuals. I'm talking big money managers.
So definitely, you know, if it dropped to 212, reevaluate it, because that's a general area where the buyers did come in for whatever reason, you know. And who knows? Maybe it'll go to 1,000. I don't know.
I never heard of it before.
It's going to be a trader's stock, you know. It's going to be maybe a Robin Hood people stock for a while, that type of thing. So, but once again, like I say, if it drops to 212, think about whether you really want to still be in there. Mm-hmm. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Right now, we're going to go to Mike in Buffalo. Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
Okay.
Good, Mike. Good morning.
I got a question for you guys. I've been looking at the Panasonic stock, and I want to know how y'all feel about that.
Do you know what the symbol is on it?
No, I can't recall.
Well, we'll look Let's up the see. Symbol on it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Panasonic, who was involved with Elon Musk,
yes.
in the battery?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
PCRFY is what I have.
Okay, PCRFY.
Close at $9.28.
Uh-huh.
Why do you like it?
I look at the electric bikes and everything coming out, and I'm thinking that's going to go up.
Yeah.
PC. I think get in early. You know, that's the only thing I can see.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at what it looks like. I haven't looked at Panasonic in years. It's hard to say. I mean, it's been a disappointing stock for years, to say the least, right? And, you know, it's been in the 16 to 17 areas quite a few times. And it's been as low as, four and three quarters or so. Mm-hmm. And, if you want to take a shot at it, the chart doesn't look great, but it's had support in general in the 6.5 to 7.5 area. So, if you were to buy it, you certainly would want to see it drop below that area.
Yeah.
And
that's what you're saying. It's been that way for
quite a while. I mean, what you might either if you're worried about missing out, you could buy a little, and then wait and see what happens next, or because the next important resistance would be at, let's see, it looks like $10, okay? So if it went to 11, the next resistance would be probably 12. And then after that, you might have a shot at the 13 area,
So do they make the batteries for these bikes?
Believe that's what they intend on doing.
Okay. Yeah, because they were into solar panels. I know they do solar.
Yeah, but if you feel pretty good about that idea, you could always just buy a little. Don't spend all the money you were going to do, and then just sit back and watch it a little bit.
Okay, I got one more question. Mm-hmm. How do you get into a company before it's an IPO? Like, how can I invest in that?
Well, if you can get the stock of an IPO, you don't want it. Because they're just hot, but you have to, these days, right, Pete? I mean, in the old days, we used to have syndicate departments that would give us certain shares of certain ones, but today, I would have no idea.
Well, what you should do is, I haven't looked into it because I haven't, been involved too much in the IPO market, but there are a lot of things out there that have been coming out lately, and I know they're hitting a lot of the brokerage firms for giving everything to the institutions. And they want to see them giving more availability to the public. What I would look at, Google that question in. How can I get an IPO, before it comes out? And I know there's a number of different outfits now that you can buy companies way ahead of time, like a venture capitalist. And you can put $25 in, that type of thing. And they'll do the research on it for you and tell you, this looks good to us, this doesn't. You can buy through them, so I would Google that,
Okay, great.
Just look for anything you do like that. Look and see what the fees involved are, too. you might pay $25 for, or invest $25, but they might charge you $10 or $15 to get involved. I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah.
But I just want to do all that research
Definitely.
Sure.
But there are a lot of things out there now for people to get involved in these companies before they become public,
Okay, cool. I'll get on it and call you guys back.
Let us know what you find.
I appreciate it. I'll even look up some.
Okay, great show, guys.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Right now, give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Or you can go to the chat box at saperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives, and you're at the chat box. Type in join the chat, type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. So right now, nothing on the chat box, nobody on the phone lines.
Market down 2 weeks in a row.
Yep. And like I say, this is a tough period in the market. Can be a tough period in the market, to say the least. And, there's some general, the Dow is the only one I don't think made, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P is the only one that didn't make a new all-time high.
Going back a few weeks ago. Right.
No, it didn't even make any this year.
Right.
Okay, yeah. So,
September 29th is the first debate. You're going to see a lot after that.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And, it looks like, with the possible rotation, the Dow's been acting better, than the NASDAQ, to tell you the truth, In the last couple of weeks, I think it's picked up very nicely there, to say the least. So maybe an area, to be looking at, in terms of if you are interested in a possible rotation, just buying the DIA, which is the Dow ETF, that's one way of playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can look at, some of the groups. Last week, the stronger groups, believe it or not, were energy, industrials, and materials, So, maybe that's some of the areas where the rotation is going into. And, copper's been very strong, So people may start betting on a, better economy in terms of shutdowns going away, that type of thing. And the other area is finally picking up, so you have to keep an eye on it. And, if you look at the, I'd say it was the S&P, it broke down below a trend line.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it broke down below the 50-day moving average. And the NASDAQ, similar, broke a trend line. And I think it's at the 50-day. Is it at the 50-day? 20-day. Yeah, it's right around the 50-day.
Mm-hmm.
And, whereas the Dow didn't break the trend line, but it still has to get above its 20-day, and I think it has to get above the 50-day. So it's in slightly better possession.
Right. It's been less volatile.
Yeah, right.
But it hasn't gone as high.
Yeah.
I think it was positive in recent, I'm talking the last 3 or 4 months, I think it was only positive fractionally. And then it never kept it. I'm just looking back on my notes. So
Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Tom in Williamsville. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Okay.
We're good, thank you.
Well, that's good. Beautiful Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
I'm curious about Grayscale. G is in George, B is in Bill, T is in Tom, C is in Carl. That's the stock for Bitcoin without buying Bitcoin, which I think is risky. But I was curious what you thought about the chart on Grayscale.
Well, what I thought was interesting? Barron's cover story is about how the digital currency is coming in, okay?
And it has to.
It has to, and... it's the fastest way to transfer money, so forth and so on, And so it has to come in. The interesting part, they didn't even mention Bitcoin. They talked about, PayPal and Square so forth, right? So, mm-hmm. But looking at this, it just gave a potential buy signal. Let's see, what area was this in?
I have a position. I'm looking to do more because... this will be the future in the world. I don't know how much of the United States will be affected, but I'm not really concerned about the United States, to be honest with you.
Well, I'll tell you.
Because I think the world markets are going to be huge.
Yeah, well, they said the Fed will be going to digital currency, too. Yeah, it would have made it a lot easier, for the stimulation thing, getting money out to people. You could transfer money immediately, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
Yep. So, it's no question, and you see that it's, China and so forth and so on are all... in the forefront.
And some of the European countries are already 80%.
Exactly.
Currency.
It did give a buy. It's going to have a lot of resistance around 12.75 where it broke down from.
It closed at 11.75.
Yeah, so if it can get above that 12.75, then you may be on your way again.
Okay. And what do you project it could go to if it goes through 12?
Well, no, it has to go through 12.75, okay?
Or 13. Well,
yeah, say 13. If it went to 13, I mean, even right now, the price target is 14.5, and you won't get, you know, if it went to 13, then the potential is probably that target, you know, 14.5, somewhere 14. Around there.
Okay.
And then obviously you'd have to take out previous highs, but at least you'd be on your way to something, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Okay. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
So is Bitcoin a bad name now?
I don't know. That was weird. You know, I saw this thing about digital currency, and all they did was talk about the stocks. You know,
because it closed at $11,071.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine who's big in trading that, and he told me if it got above $10,500, it might be on its way again. You know, so and he's been trading that very well. You know, and so who knows? You know, it was funny. The same guy had told me. You know, I told everybody way back to buy rhodium when it was $620, right? And he said, so I bought it, and it went up to whatever, 4,000. You know, and he said, I got out of it, you know, at that point. He says, you know what rhodium's trading right now? 14,000.
I don't even know what rhodium is. I know it's a...
I forgot. He was telling me what they use it in, you know. And it is a relatively rare metal, too, you know. So, but anyway, only brought that up to digress a little. 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Or you can go to the chat box at saperstein.com. And, you know, it looks like... David, could you show that ticker? What does that mean? What ticker?
Oh, they might be looking for, I don't know. I don't know if they're looking for the Panasonic or, because usually when I do the chat box, I put the symbols in the close price.
Oh, okay.
But I'm disabled.
You're disabled today? Mm-hmm. You're thrown off. You threw me off, mm-hmm. as people could tell at the beginning of the show. So I don't know what ticker, you know, was it Panasonic? I don't know. What was Panasonic? What was
PCRFY.
PCRFY.
And okay. The gray bar or whatever, GBTC.
For the Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Okay. This was 2 minutes ago, so could be that GBTC for Bitcoin.
Or Snow. Or telephone is T or XME. Snap, Teva, Hubs, anyway.
No, I don't think so. 2 minutes ago, no. I think, you know, it wouldn't have been that.
Could have had a delayed reaction.
Could have been. But, you know, actually, GBTC is a Bitcoin trust, you know, and you might want to look into that and see, you know, how they do their business and what's involved. But it's, you know, a way to play Bitcoin. You know, it won't trade at this, you know, it may even be leveraged if I forgot.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've forgotten. I can't remember. But anyway, but, you know, I do some research into it before you bought it, you know. But, yeah, digital currency is on its way. They said cash is not being, that's why they mentioned PayPal. And they said PayPal, Square. They're saying, is just fantastic, you know, supposedly.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. And they say that cash is being used, you know, due to COVID, less and less.
It is, yeah.
And, you know, and the trend may be that continue in the future because a lot of things that have happened because of COVID will continue on, you know, to a certain extent.
There's definitely
extent.
A coin shortage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, they tell you that. And I know if I'd go to the ATM machines to take money out, they were usually all new bills. Now, that's changed a little, so, yeah.
So it's you know, so you know, it makes sense that we, you know, digital currency, whatever it is, you know, whether what Bitcoin involvement is and that type of thing, I don't know, but digital currency is on its way. You know, it's
yeah, I think it's going to be used. Somebody asked me, I was getting some tires the other day, and somebody, the young man that works there, was asking about Bitcoin, and I told him that that Warren Buffett and Jack Ma don't understand it, so they didn't want to buy it, so I'm not looking into it. And it is, the coin itself is difficult to buy because you had trouble.
Well, I know
you were looking into it just experimentally. And yeah.
Well, no, it's not trouble. I mean, you have to go through all the regulation hoops. You know, you got to upload your driver's license. And so it just took a while. You know, yeah. It took a while to do it, and you have to have time to do it. Oh, It's snow, somebody said.
Oh, S-N-O-W.
S-N-O-W, yeah, okay. So, yeah, once again, that's going to be a very wild stock, way overpriced. But there's a lot of things way overpriced that's
perceived value.
Right, continue to do well. So until the bubble bursts. And then we all know what happens when the bubble bursts.
Whoosh.
Whoosh, right. Air below. That's called the vacuum. So right now we're down to the end of the show, believe it or not. We flew right along. Got about a minute to go. And we always say, you know, do your own research. Next couple months, not even a couple months, next 6 weeks, I guess, or so into the 8 weeks. Was it 2 8 weeks to the election?
I think it's less than that. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's like 45 days, 44 days.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. I was right.
But it's like 6 weeks.
6 weeks, right. Yeah. So it's going to be an interesting time period. So, you know, if some of the people who have been having fun in the market, be a little careful. Keep a little powder dry. Do your own research. We'll be back next week.
Go Take Bills. It.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.